Welcome back to the Bad Bounce Podcast, where every shot makes someone happy. And this week, it is the U.S. Open. And the story is, who can stop Scotty? I'm afraid for this podcast that every week, we're just going to have to find different ways to say how good Scotty is. Just invent ways. Like, I'm almost waiting for, like, another Mayakoba, just so we could stop talking about Scotty. Not that I'm tired of talking about Scotty, but I just don't want to talk about the same thing over and over again. But he's on this historic run in all seriousness, and it's pretty fun to watch. You just keep thinking, this can't keep going on. The guy can't even stand still. He looks like he's playing golf drunk, and he's probably never been drunk in his life, and yet he's winning each and every week. So we get into it. We talk about the memorial. We go into our best for the U.S. Open, and also we have our leaderboard of our favorite U.S. Opens ever. But before we get into that, this podcast is brought to you by Manners Golf. When golf first became popular during COVID, there seemed to be a split between hypey fashion and performance brands, and Manners splits the difference between the two. And look, they got some new stuff coming out tomorrow. Well, no, tomorrow. This will be coming out tomorrow. It's today. Probably right now as you're listening. They have some new polos coming out. The new PK polos, stripe polos that are coming out. Some new block-colored collar shirts. And when you go to buy the new summer collection at mannersgolf.com, use discount code BBB15 for 15% off. That is BBB15 for 15% off. And with that, let's get into the podcast. We are back at full strength, and it's US Open week.
Yes, sir.
Fuck yeah, baby.
It kind of like creeps up on us.
It really snuck up on your boy.
And we were just coming off, I mean, the new schedule. I'm all in. The whole Canadian Open right before the U.S. Open was a little much for travel-wise, and guys just didn't want to play it as much. And now we have the Memorial and then the U.S. Open and then another elevated event, signature event. I think it's Travelers.
I think they make
the Travelers signature. So I just love that these guys play in 3 weeks in a row, and
they probably hate that.
Yeah, I'm sure, but we love it, so
fuck it.
Yeah, at least not Canada, or make next year Canada an elevated or signature event. I think that'd be sick. But anyways, coming off of probably my favorite week of golf setup wise. We've been talking a lot about setup on this pod. Maybe a little too much. We'll breeze through it. It was tough. But I like the Jack's place is a little wide, right? The fairway's a little bit wide. And the rough was long. That makes total sense. And the greens were really firm. But I saw some complaints on social media about the conditions. Kyle, what'd you think about it?
I thought it was perfect. -8 winning is an ideal score.
Right.
That was great.
I will say, like, those two guys ran away with it. Like, if those two guys weren't born, third place was like four under. If those guys weren't born, it's 4 under is winning.
Yeah, which I love.
Personally, I love those events.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So what did you think, Nico?
I loved it, yeah.
We were talking before we started that 18 was too firm.
18 was a little ridiculous.
Yeah, they were not able to stop it.
But everyone's got to play it, so fuck it.
And it's straight downwind.
Yeah, no wind, it's playable.
That's what I think, right? And so, everyone just kind of ends up in the same place. But if you know that hole's downwind, like, do something about it.
I don't know what you can do about it.
Because you risk, go short to club. 50 short. You don't want to be short, so.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, the conditions-wise, do something about it.
Oh,
Jack's changing the course every time we see it.
Condition was perfect.
I did think it was perfect, though.
Yeah, I mean,
for us,
there were shots that stopped.
Yeah, when they're dead into the wind.
No, there were shots that weren't into the wind and they stopped.
Like a full wedge from the middle of the fairway?
Like the shot that we saw Scotty hit.
That was one shot.
Yeah,
there was a lot of shots like that on Sunday that were.
But like that's fair. I mean, it's playing firm, right?
Yeah.
But I just think. I think the whole course was great, except like 16 and 18. I just could not get over those.
Yes. 16 always plays 16 like that every year.
16's kind of
fix again. Yeah. Everyone got rid of that pop bunker on the right.
Everyone hit it in the bunker right or just short right. And they said on average, people who hit the green, the average putt was just inside 60 feet.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't want to watch that.
Yeah.
And 18 too. I don't know. I just like, I think I put a little too emphasis on the closing hole, but for everyone to just end up long, Sepp Straka chips in. I don't know. But Scotty Scheffler does it again.
Yeah. Unreal.
No shock. Animal, unreal. Man.
Unbelievable. And what do you have? What grade level would you give his game this week?
For him personally, like, yeah. It was like a B minus. Yeah.
I was going to say C, C plus. Like, he didn't have it. His putting was questionable the final day.
At this point, he's almost making everyone else just look like a joke.
Yeah. And like those putts that he lipped, his stroke didn't look great, but he lipped out like three or four putts the final day.
Yeah, like, he doesn't, like, he can make it not look great, but it's still good enough. Like, he doesn't waste any shots.
It's insane.
Yeah, like, he hits a poor shot, he doesn't waste an extra shot on making par.
And most of the time, all those missed putts are for birdie.
Right. Well, they're saying his proximity inside, like, hitting it inside 10 feet was something like 20-something percent. And tour average
yardage,
is like...
All yardages?
Just, oh, yeah, approach to the green.
That's crazy.
And, like, two... And he was... I can look it up right here, but...
I mean, that's crazy. 1 in 5 putts inside 10 feet.
Yeah, and via data golf, I think his strokes gained approach was like plus 11 for the week, and second place was like plus 5.
Jeez.
Like, he's like twice as good of an iron player.
He didn't have to
like
putt well.
And he didn't look amazing. Yeah, he doesn't have to putt well.
I think he was 75th in putting, but if I was correct.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he gained strokes.
There's not even 75 guys playing, I don't think.
I thought that's
what I saw. This isn't elevated, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was like, I think they only have 70. No, it is.
Well, Rory was.
Yeah, it is.
Well, no, Rory was there.
I could have sworn I saw 70.
Rory was there. He finished like 25th.
I just never saw him.
He played role.
He had early time on Sunday.
He looked like he played bad, but he, I mean.
But I mean, I think this course made everyone look a little silly. Scotty had a triple.
Yeah.
And a
but he hit an OB
or something.
He hit an OB.
Right? Yeah, he did hit OB.
That was pretty shocking.
And extended his lead that day.
Yeah.
Let's see. Scotty was 42nd in putting for the final day, 23rd in putting for the week.
That's not bad.
I don't know,
and he's in the green. Gained strokes.
If he finishes 23rd in putting every week, I think he'd take it.
Yeah,
because he's winning pretty much every week.
No one really putted that well this week, I feel like.
Yeah. It was tough with the wind.
Yeah.
It was just tough with the wind. First in strokes gained approach. First gain in strokes gained tee to green. Colin Morikawa. So this is why this golf course is great. First, second, third were the top three in strokes gained approach, which is generally
how it should be. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
And Justin Thomas was fourth and finished
almost last.
33rd plus 6.
Jeez.
46th in putting. Yeah, so great test of golf. Scottie Scheffler's the man. But I was trying to think about why Scotty's not exciting still to this day. He kind of had some fist pumps, which I was like, nice. But I think I got it. He doesn't have that like sky high random 3-wood that goes to like a foot very often. Or
yeah, it just goes to 15 and he lips it in.
Yeah. And he doesn't have that like random 4-iron and he just like almost when he's in trouble just kind of hits it into this bunker and just like gets up and down.
Right. Like, he doesn't have threading it through the trees.
He never does it.
Carving it 20 and it goes to a foot because he's never there.
And even if he is, he's like, I'm not going to hit that shot. I'm just going to blow it in that bunker and get up and down.
Yeah.
And no one wants to just see him chip to a foot.
It's it's always just a chip in.
Yeah, yeah.
His highlights, chip in.
Right.
50-yard shot. In
not even 50.
Yeah, like, he'll just have greenside shot in.
Yep, and even the greenside shot is like, oh, I can see that going in.
Whereas like Jordan, makes it just look like that basic. Easy is the issue
because he hits it so good too. He like leaves it in the right spot. Whereas like Jordan's like, oh, he's in the trees. It went in. Like,
he's on the range. Oh, yeah, then hoops a 70-footer.
Exactly. He's in the trees. It went in. Yeah. Like Scotty never makes a 70-footer when he's like tied for the lead
because he doesn't have one.
So
even true, the par putt on 16 was like 15 feet.
Yeah. That was exciting.
That was kind of exciting.
I didn't think it was going in when I was watching.
Yeah, that's true. It's I don't think he thought it was going like, in.
He showed some emotion. I mean, that's great, but he just doesn't have, like, watching that Tiger 2-iron where he chases after it.
Oh, yeah.
From 274.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, Scott, he's just bunting 3-wood into a bunker and getting
like,
up
the
and
right
down.
Bunker and getting up and down. Like, he doesn't, just doesn't have that.
You nailed that.
Factor.
You absolutely nailed that.
Yeah. He's pretty boring.
That's what it is, right?
Boring golf is the best golf, though. That's why.
Yeah, for sure.
That's true.
It's like Tim Duncan. He's Tim Duncan.
Or the LPGA.
That's so true.
Or the LPGA.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? I thought it was kind of cool that the DP World Tour had a men's and women's combined event.
I thought that was really weird. I saw that on TV and I was like, what is going on?
The guy that was leading had like a 7 or 8 shot lead and blew it.
Yeah, shot 40 on the back.
Oh, really?
Missed a 1.5 footer on 18 to get into a playoff.
Oh, I've done that.
Wow.
A playoff would have been crazy between a man and a woman.
Yeah. He had 160, hit in the bunker, hit it to like 20, and then missed a tap in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, Lynn Grant was like, oh, I felt pretty bad for him. Saw that. But Lynn Grant.
Yeah, great shout player. Out Lynn Grant.
She's
good.
She's so good.
She's got a good move.
Yeah, she does.
Does she play from the same tee?
No,
right?
No, they adjust the tees. But, I mean, it would be cool to see a tour event like that.
Yeah.
That would be interesting, cool. Yeah.
That would be cool.
Was there, like, an overwhelming amount of women closer to the top or men closer to the top? Like,
men closer to the top.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But a woman came out on top. All right. Any other notes? Memorial?
No.
I mean,
no.
Just perfect course, perfect tournament.
I don't know.
More so of a better U.S. Open venue than this week, I think.
That's a hot take.
And I'm not afraid. That's not even hot.
I think it was just a nice prelude to the U.S. Open because they're going to lose the course this week.
I don't think they are.
I don't think they are either. Like, this course just looks like trash on TV. I'm just going
to
say it.
I just want it to be lost. Give me water on the greens mid-round.
So Wyndham was like, they're borderline about to lose it.
Yeah.
It's because there's supposed to be a storm that comes through.
Oh, okay. God. It's going to ruin it.
It's going to be a shit U.S. Open. Yeah, like I said, this week was the better U.S. Open.
21 under is going to win this week.
I mean.
But this week, it's because of the wind. If we get wind like that, Pinehurst is going to play impossible.
Yeah, if it got windy,
that's so bad.
Because the Turtleback Greens, Kyle, you've been there.
Just blow the ball off the green.
Yep. Give us your 1 minute synopsis on Pinehurst number 2.
I was just telling you guys how I don't remember it because I was blacked out when I played
Thank you for that. That was our Pinehurst number 2 report.
Yeah, good 1 minute synopsis.
Generally speaking, what people say, Wyndham Clark said something very similar.
He blacked out when he played his practice round.
He's like, there's no bad hole here. Like, it's holistically a very good packaged golf course.
I remember it being pretty long.
7,500 yards by 70.
Par threes are like all long.
That's it?
7,500?
I thought it was longer, yeah.
What do you want it to be? 77?
78 would be cool.
At firmness, it's going to play like 71.
Yeah.
I thought Aaron Hills was the longest at 76 something.
Yeah, the fairways are firm. You saw that place. It looks like.
Yeah, it's just baked out. I agree with
you. Los Robles fairways.
It looks
terrible.
These guys look like Los Robles.
Great course.
Yeah, I mean, that course. The fairways look terrible.
They look, good point, TV. Josh. Terrible is a good word.
And I remember watching it when Martin Kaymer won and being like, what happened to the Michael Campbell, Retief Goosen, Jason Gore, Pinehurst number 2 that I loved? And it's because of tree conservation.
They blew it up.
It looks awful.
It doesn't look great, but people love the place.
Yeah.
Like, there's no negative review about Pinehurst number 2, and they host a lot of events there because the USGA, every player loves the golf course.
I say that every good course has a par 3 course, and they've taken a step further. They have a par 3 course and a putting course, so it has to be a good course.
The par 3 course, I do remember.
You do remember the par 3 course.
Out of this world. They should do the playoff there.
How's the putting course?
That'd be sick.
We played barefoot, 16 people, every hole.
That sounds great.
120 or less.
That's awesome.
I was
blacked out, so that's all I got for you.
This is good intel. Yeah, but
everyone loves Pinehurst number 2. I've watched a couple videos on it this week, like while like doing something else at the same time, and I can't name one hole from another.
Yeah.
So,
we just gotta play there, I think.
But that's what people say. Well, that's what people say too. Is they're like, you play it, you don't remember a lot of it, but then like you just remember it's a fantastic golf course.
Yeah.
Turtleback Greens they kept.
Yeah, love that.
And what they said was this year they're actually growing the fairway out a little bit around the greens. Because last time Martin Kaymer played it, he putted it from everywhere. From like 40 yards out, putted it.
Well, we were just watching it. It was brown.
And so now they made the fairways a little longer because it's such a grainy golf course that now you can't putt it from 40 yards. which I like. Force them to use a wedge.
No, that sounds more entertaining.
All that means is Scottie Scheffler is going to win.
Yeah. Oh, man. He's for sure going to win.
Take the putter out of the player's hands, Scottie wins.
Yeah. And we saw Tiger practicing with like a 3-4-5 iron chipping around.
Yep.
Yeah.
What do we think Tiger? How do you think Tiger plays?
I can't watch like him even over. Make a practice swing right now.
Yeah.
It throws me into an instant depression.
It's sad to watch, yeah.
It's a little rough for sure. It's
just withering.
It just looks like he's just white push fading every
wiping,
ball.
Wiping.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And also, like, the Tiger mileage is kind of running low. Like, we're not getting as much content out of it.
We got to stop talking about that, Josh. It's just making me sad.
It is sad. Yeah. Just sadness.
Just sadness.
Just pure sadness when we watch them now.
But yeah, I mean, it seems to be pretty uneventful to talk about the U.S. Open because the story is just how is Scottie going to do on this run?
Yeah, is he going to win?
I say he wins.
The answer is yes.
Like, hard, who the hell can take him down right now?
Right.
If you have any course that's set up that winner's going to shoot
Bryson,
10 actually. Under par or less, like Scottie's going to win.
I like Bryson's chances.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
On a short course that you know?
Yeah, it's perfect for him.
7,500 yards.
He's tear it up.
Short.
It's only 7,500.
He's going to have wedge in every time.
It is true.
He's going to hit, like, guys are going to be hitting drives 375.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going
to. From
Bermuda.
That's
what they do every week, so.
They don't.
No.
They don't, because the guy that leads the tour in driving distance drives at, like, 325.
But that also includes holes that they hit three-wood or driving iron. Typically, that's longer true. Guys hit driving irons on some of the holes. The other guys are drivers.
Could be a good course for Jake.
Yeah.
I mean, Jake's just got to be playing better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it. Like, he's yet to figure out how to put together at a
tougher golf
event.
Course.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can go low, but he hasn't figured out how to keep it around par.
Yeah, I agree.
Like Jack's place this week, did he make the cut?
He emceed.
Missed it by one. Right. Yeah.
But he's seen all those places for the first time.
He just had a bad first round, I think. He shot like six over and then even par or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, like, it's hard to emulate and practice for the firmness that these guys see. As much as you love it, Austin, like, you can't practice it.
You honestly can't.
Yeah, there's nowhere you can go.
There's nowhere you can go. And so then your eyes just need to adjust to what you're seeing. And
that is 100% true.
And also just little things like how it glides through the grass, because even the grass is firmer and all that stuff. Like, all that stuff makes a difference. Like, you hit a wedge, you expect to see it a certain flight, and it'll always come out lower. Just because it's so much firmer and just like getting used to that.
Yeah. Like,
I think it just takes a little time.
I think that just brings a different element of prestige to play. Like, players should be able to adjust to different conditions, and the best players in the world will adjust fastest.
I'm sure they all like it.
Yeah.
And so they all like play their practice rounds like, oh, this is great. Look at that wedge, how it comes out. And once they play it, they're just like,
Yeah. It's always a little unpredictability, which makes it nice.
Because you have to be so precise on tour. All right. So that's all I got for the US Open. I was trying to make some notes. All I can come up with was they grew the fairways out a little bit, so guys have wedge in their hand. And that's about it.
Yeah. I also heard that one of the guys that works there said that it should be greener this year just because last time the golf course was so new.
Yeah.
And this time the golf course had some time to kind of grow in.
It was new when Martin Keimer won.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
makes so much sense as like to why it was so firm then.
Yeah, first year was open.
Yeah, it was like the first or second year it had been open since the redo.
And I think they were kind of...
Like, look at it in these pictures. Like, this looks great.
Much greener. Last time it was... But the winning score was still very, very high, very low.
Well, he won by 7.
That's true.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was like... I mean, what do you shoot? 10
minus 12, maybe?
Yeah. That's true.
For a U.S. Open, that's not crazy, I feel like.
Yeah, that's great. I love that.
I mean, that's like should be as low as they shoot in a U.S. Open.
Like, even last year, L.A. Country Club, it was 10.
Yeah.
Like, when Rory shot 18 or 17. Yeah. Like, that
congressional.
That was too low.
Well, that was just soft.
That was too low.
That was so soft.
They got so much rain.
Congressional's not really a U.S. Open course. I don't think.
I agree.
They haven't held it since.
Or a PGA.
Yeah. Exactly.
Last year, they just got that June gloom that we've been getting here in L.A. And so the course was just playing so soft. And that's why the morning guys, Ricky and Xander, shot 10 under the first round.
That course was not soft.
In the morning.
In the first morning.
The first round, because they got moisture in the air.
I mean, that's kind of what it's like every tournament first wave.
Yeah.
Thursday.
But I mean, two rounds at 10 under at a US Open is crazy.
Yeah, and they didn't even finish, I think, under that.
No, the winner was 10 under. Yeah. They all shot over par from then on. Should we just hammer our bets?
Let's hammer them.
Yeah, let's just go into it. Kyle kind of hurt my feelings. You're not feeling this pod right now?
I'm sorry, Josh.
All right.
Yeah, he did. He did say that.
I don't know why. Maybe a shit pod.
You can't win them all.
It's pretty preemptive of you.
You can't win them all, but you can try.
You could try.
And right now, I just felt like we were getting beat by tiredness. I'm a part of it. I'm part of the problem.
I agree. I'm a little pooped.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you play a tournament
today. But Nico and I just slapped each other in the face. We're ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that did happen during.
Yeah.
Nico's didn't hurt.
Nico's.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hurt you.
I think he hurt his finger.
You know, also talking about tiredness, can we just like spend 2 minutes on Liv Houston?
Yeah.
No. What a horrific idea by Liv Golf.
Wait, which part?
I didn't watch a single shot this week. Being in Houston?
It being in Houston in June?
That'd be hotter than hell there.
Extreme swamp ass.
Didn't some no-name win?
Carlos Ortiz. He's pretty solid, but...
Basically a no-name, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
He was recruited because they wanted to make a full Torque team instead of a Torque team. With Torque? Joaquin Neiman, yeah, Torque.
Torque. Kind of love that, though.
It was in Houston, super hot, and it was opposite the Memorial.
Mm. Yeah, pretty big L there.
Do it opposite of Canada.
You only got 12 weeks. I mean, don't choose one of the most premier events on the PGA Tour.
Yeah,
it's like having one during the Masters.
That's pretty dumb.
I mean, do it 2 weeks before the US Open.
Right.
Why not
do 2 weeks before the US Open?
Do it the week after.
They wouldn't want that. There's another signature event. Yeah, but like if they had a pick between before.
It's the Travelers.
I love the Travelers.
Still a SIG event, but like if they had a pick between
you just call it a SIG event?
I did, yeah.
6,900 yards. SIG event.
I kind of like that. Yeah.
It's fucking SIG, bro.
6,900 yards. SIG event. 69?
Yeah, 6,900
yards.
SIG event, dude.
SIG week.
Yeah, someone will shoot 59 this year.
I played hard last year.
Yeah, I did. If you're a LIV Tour golfer, would you rather have an event after the U.S. Open or before?
Before,
100%.
Really? I think it'd be after.
You're only playing 12 times. I mean.
Yeah, I want to put everything into the U.S. Open basket and the week after.
Give me some competition besides a Nassau with my buddies.
Hey. And it's only 3 days.
Doesn't really matter. I mean, I'm going to show up. I'm going to get paid wherever I finish. Who cares?
Yeah, but at least WDing with a cut in his foot?
Cut in his foot.
What?
Also,
I thought it was his back, no?
No,
he had a cut in his foot. To make golf seem any softer.
Fade John Rahm is all I say.
And it's like 100 degrees. I could see a world in which John Rahm was like, it's so hot. Yeah. I'm so over this.
And my barbecue is not that good.
Those cankles are really hurting.
Tex-Mex sucks.
Tex-Mex.
You think John Rahm sitting there being like, Tex-Mex sucks.
Tex-Mex sucks.
He for sure is
saying, I'm over the barbecue. It's hotter than hell.
My foot hurts.
I'm going to paper cut my foot and get the hell out of here.
I think he just had too much to eat at Blackie's and just said, I'm out.
At Blackie's.
Yeah, I could see a world in which he was just like, I need to not have a painful foot. I'm not going to power through this.
Well, and Pinehurst is a big property. A lot of walking coming
up. It's another tough walking.
True.
Yeah, it's going to be hot again.
A lot of terrain.
Yeah. So
I hate when Josh makes sense like that. I like more of the Tex-Mex sucks is the reason why he backed
That's why you're here.
Don't get me wrong. We need both of you.
Tex-Mex does suck.
It does suck. Dude.
I've never had it.
Who wants a shit ton of terrible food?
Shit ton. Yeah. Actually, I've never been to Texas, but...
Everything's bigger in Texas, dude. Ask Charles
Barkley.
I
would imagine it sucks.
Yeah.
That's why the people are the size they are?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
No, Charles just goes in on
Charles
San Antonio.
Barkley? Yeah. Charles, why do you love San Antonio?
That's right.
Because it's the only place that makes you feel skinny.
That's right.
To be fair, it's Houston.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But Texas is Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just, a terrible idea by the LIV Tour, but hey.
You're right. We live and
we learn.
See what you did there.
Yeah, you like that?
Live and learn.
That's kind of
that should be their new slogan.
What? Golf but louder, right?
Now it should be live
and learn.
Yeah.
golf needs to be even louder.
Live and lose.
Okay, let's get into our bets. I'm going to go first.
Go ahead.
Please do.
Because I want to talk about this gentleman.
Gentleman. Scholar?
And that is, who do you think I'm going to take? Live Tour golfers, been Bryson. Playing.
I was going to say Byung-Hoon Ahn.
Now
that you're saying
Cameron
live golfer.
Smith.
Yeah. Why would you take Cameron Smith after he just shot like 7 over yesterday?
So it was hot. It was a huge.
That was in Houston.
He shot 8 over, actually.
He shot 8 over. Okay. He was 4 under through 10 holes.
What?
And then shot 8 over?
Double par, double, 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 triple to end his round.
Really?
Jeez.
Wow.
I didn't even know he had that in him.
I think guys just checked out.
I think, well,
that is my take.
This US Open course is a lot like Royal Melbourne, so I feel like this
I think it's a great course for him. I think he could be
creative.
And
that's what I thought last year was a good course for him, because it's like Royal Melbourne as well.
Yeah, and he played great.
And he played good last year. I think he got 6th last year.
And he was playing, I think he finished 9th, but he wasn't playing well up until that point.
Yeah,
right.
And that was his best week of the year. And he said, verbatim, this reminds me a lot of my courses back home.
Yeah. I love C. Smith, so yeah, I miss that guy.
He was 4 under. He was 8 under at one point, and 8 under would have gotten him, I think, like 8th in the event. I would just check.
Then he just really ejected.
That's fucking crazy.
He would have finished
13. That is crazy.
Yeah, and then he went, I'm gonna make sure my...
Dub par, dub trip.
Yep, started on 6, and then he finished... So he was 4 under through 10, went bogey, par, double, par, double, 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 triple.
Oh, what?
Jesus.
Just capped it off.
So I don't know if he just suddenly just kind of lost his game or if he was just literally like...
I think he could have done better lefty.
Yeah. He's just like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he could have just been like, I mean, just hit a bunch of 3-irons out there, but he's like, no, I'm just going to send driver my way home.
Yeah. No, you're selling me on that.
So, and Cam Smith has played great. He finished, what, 4th of the Masters?
He was contender.
Top, yeah, 6th, at least
some
top,
of that. Yeah,
top 5, top 10.
So I'm going to take him.
I like it.
I'm taking Cameron Smith minus 115, top 30.
God, after that finish, he's still minus?
Top 30?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if anyone takes
putting a lot of
much stock in a live tour event, period.
is that your only safe bet, Josh?
You know, I'm surprised you didn't pick Josh.
Who's that?
Are you picking another one? Or
yeah,
is it?
He is, yeah.
Oh, never mind. I'll hold it.
Okay.
Holding.
Keep it in.
Yeah.
I think you might know who I'm going to take.
I think so, too.
Should we say it at the same time?
Yeah.
All right. It's a top 30 bet. Does that line up?
Yeah.
All right.
Count it
on
up.
Three, all right?
Yep.
1, 2, 3. Seb Straka.
Henry Lee.
Oh, no.
So
Seb Straka. Seb Straka's been playing a lot better. Had a rough start to the year.
Yeah.
Top 30 plus 125. Those are my two bets. There's so many people I want to hammer, but
Minwoo is a great choice.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with those two.
I was surprised you didn't pick Minwoo.
And so that's plus 125. Minwoo's been playing terrible.
He has been, but this course,
yeah,
as you
but
said,
he can
represents
hit his stingers out there, I think,
or similar to Australia.
That's true.
Yeah.
I am on record. I'm not the biggest Minwoo guy.
You pick him all the time.
I could see that.
I did like him early on.
You did pick him a lot.
But when I, like, the more I watch him, the more I'm like, he's not very sharp. And this is what's going to happen when you have a lot of speed. Like, his distance control isn't great.
Mm.
He's just young, too.
That, too. And, like, I think he just tries to hit too many shots.
I agree with that.
He's a YouTube golfer on the PGA Tour.
He does have a lot of shots. So I think it's hard for him to just hit that, like, decade stock shot.
And he has a lot of shots because he just hits a lot of shots and he's good at them, right?
Yeah.
Like, he can shoot 62, like shaping it or the shape of the fairway back home.
Yeah, agreed.
But it just doesn't work on tour. You have to be too precise.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle?
Safe bet. I'm going to go Bryson DeChambeau, top 20, minus 105.
Love that bet. I was going to do that.
Why does he struggle and live so much?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I think he doesn't care.
But he plays in a major championship.
That's a common
thing. He's up there by the top
of
the leaderboard.
Yeah.
I do think he builds his game towards
the majors. The live courses just not let him use his length?
No, they definitely
do. They're open, I think.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Maybe they're too easy.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I could see him like always trying stuff when he's playing a live event.
Tinkering.
Yeah.
I agree.
I saw on his bag today, his stitch bag, what's his team name? The Smashers? The Smash?
Yeah.
Team Smash, yeah.
Team Smash. And then on his Team Smash bag, he has Captain.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. They all got the
he's
captain.
He's the captain?
The C. Yeah.
How is he the captain?
One of the teams has three captains on one team.
That's so dumb.
Oh, no. He's on the Team Crushers.
Crushers.
Oh.
Who's he's with Bond.
Yeah.
Bond? Yeah. Bond should be captain.
Bond, CH3, and Bryson.
Who?
Bond, CH3
should be captain.
Bryson, and one
Paul
more.
Casey.
Yeah, Paul Casey. Right.
The youngin and Bryson is captain. That's ridiculous.
I mean, he's the best player.
Yeah, but still.
Anibon Lahiri is the reason why I wanted the putter that I have right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Scotty Cameron M3, and now I have an Odyssey version of it.
What is it?
What's that?
Oh, what's the name of your putter?
Name of mine?
Yeah.
Day I won number 9. That's Odyssey, right.
Number 9.
It was called the Scotty Cameron M3.
Yeah. Never liked that putter.
I love it.
I know you do. It was so cool. That's such a you putter.
Anyways, so one of the teams has three captains on one team.
That's so stupid.
It's literally so. And then the trade deadline ended. No trades were made.
This is
quite unfortunate.
No trades were made.
The trade deadline.
The trade deadline.
The golf trade deadline.
You know what the problem was?
The league is broken, though. They traded the best player in the league for the worst player in the league straight up.
Is it me or?
You can only make straight up trades on the LIV Tour, though.
Huh?
You can only make straight up trades.
You can't do like two for one.
You guys do 2 for 1s or like later draft picks. Cool.
Liv just.
That's why it's not going to work though. You can't. No one's going to be like, oh, I'm going to get rid of you for you.
I think Liv's gotten worse. I don't know. I don't know what to think about it.
I've stopped watching for the most part.
Yeah.
And then again, there's only one every fucking month. So.
Yeah.
It's worse. Okay. Hold on. Let me go with my other bet here. Just out of good faith. Sahithi Gala, top 30. Plus, God, where the fuck is it? Plus 110.
Top
and
what?
And top 30.
Oh, okay.
Woo.
As Josh noted to me earlier, he finished fourth.
Strokes gained off the tee last week.
If that man's hitting fairways, watch out.
I'm telling you, he's not hitting the grandstand fairways, though.
No, that's true. He hits the fairways when he's home. Like,
I don't think he's used to it on the tour.
Maybe not, but I think
he hits it better from the rough.
That's a crazy take.
Our kind and gracious host allowed me to take this bet. Phil Mickelson, top 40, plus 220.
That's a good bet. I like that bet.
That's a good bet.
Finished well here 30 years ago.
At a totally different course.
Totally different golf course.
Finished well here 30 years ago.
But he might be healthier now than he was then.
It's more about
better headspace.
Yeah.
It's all about catching the vibes. You know what I mean? Like, he still has the vibes of Pinehurst pumping through his veins.
Yeah.
He still wants that U.S. Open.
Yeah, you know that too.
He's going to give it all this week.
I like this pick.
Yeah.
It's a great pick. Yeah.
It was his finish 30 years ago, right?
Yeah, I love
T2. That. I mean, T2. He can do that again.
Yeah.
I love that.
Just take him top 5.
Top 5 is a little out of my reach
top
there.
Top 5 would
top
be
Top 5 plus 4,000.
Talk about value.
Huh?
Talk about value.
No, I'll take the
what is he
free
top
and
five?
Easy.
40-1.
That's going to be a lot.
Yeah,
also,
as it should be.
Actually, wow. Why is that name not that far?
Speaking of which.
Plus 2,000, top 5.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be incredible if you got
plus
top 5.
Plus 35,000 to win. I'm going to put a dollar on that shit.
You know what?
Not bad.
We were bringing it up. We actually watched that U.S. Open to see how different the old Pinehurst was compared to the new.
Completely different.
But you were saying the reaction shots of their face was really cool. They would have a little side screen.
Yes.
I love that.
Payne Stewart watching his ball, looking at his face.
It
was great.
Maybe they don't do that because everyone's just cursing now.
Well, no one has charisma anymore either. So all just going to be like, it'll look like a picture.
No riz.
Looking at the ball.
That's facts.
Yeah,
it'll be Scotty just staring at the flag.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Scotty for sure.
But I mean, they would show their reaction when someone else would make the putt.
Yeah, I like that too.
I like that.
And then, I remember how Tiger used to
just be arms crossed, stoic.
Yeah.
No reaction.
And if they make the putt, he'd just walk straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Head just walk away.
Wouldn't go down.
Loved watching Tiger's reaction. Yeah.
Would turn real quick, be like, nice putt.
Beta blocker Tiger.
Yeah.
BBT, baby.
Bring him back.
All right, let's get back on track.
All right.
This podcast is picking up real hard right now. Neeks, go ahead.
All right, it's me. I'm going to go.
It's a me.
It's a me.
Nico.
My free bet Top 20, Ludvig Åberg, plus 100. And then I was also going to do Bryson minus 105. Can I still do that? Or
Bryson?
Yeah.
Sure. You can hop on the train,
baby.
I'm
hopping on the train.
It's been a while since we've been on a bet together, and we never win. So
this is our week. Yeah. Top 20, Bryson DeChambeau, minus 105. Hopping on the party.
Sound like a radio host there.
How?
Yeah, I had to turn it up, you know.
So you guys just took Bryson at different numbers?
I think I have a
minus 105.
Top 20.
20.
And yeah. So you're jumping on that too?
I'm jumping same bet and then adding a little Ludvig in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing. Ludvig? Is it me? Worrisome?
Is he worrisome?
He can't read a putt. He's doing the Brooks when he reads putts.
What's he doing?
Yeah, what?
Where he kicks his leg out when he reads a putt because he's got knee problems.
Really, what the hell does he have knee problems?
He's fine.
He withdrew from that event because of his knee. And right. Then,
he played pretty good last week.
What in his golf swing produces a knee problem?
No, it's just chance.
Really?
Yeah.
He played pretty good last week.
That is one little pet peeve that I have is when people bring up injury and golf swings. Sometimes there is some corollary to it, right? But sometimes it's just like, it just happens.
He has
like,
a bad knee.
Yeah.
It just happens.
I guess he couldn't get everything
like Fred,
in
for example. Fred Couples, like, yeah. Historic bad back. Like, but there's nothing about
that
him
wasn't
that,
produced
like,
by his swing?
No.
No.
He says
no
it's
chance.
Genetic. He actually does say his whole family has it. Like, my family has a knee issue.
Yeah, like, Fred has, like, knock-kneed. The healthiest swing you could possibly have. Yeah. Like, he has back problems.
For sure.
Like other guys, they just like maybe they don't sleep in them. Maybe they work out.
But then there's guys like Jason Day, like who I do think like
exactly.
It's golf swing.
There's definitely
but there's
like
people like Fred Couples, like I don't think it's golf swing. Yeah. I just think it's like he has a bad back.
Yeah.
There are guys like a Zion Williamson. You watch him walk and you're like, he's going to get hurt. Or like
but
guys,
guys that walk pigeon toed don't get hurt, but he walks pigeon toed and gets hurt.
That's true.
So it's weird.
Yeah, that is interesting. And then, but then there's guys like Yao Ming who you're like, how is he going to stay healthy?
Yeah.
Like Victor Wembanyama, if he has like a knock on wood, if he has an injury that.
No, he walks pigeon-toed too. He ain't going to get hurt.
But he's 7'5", and he's 300
He's been like literally
something.
Scorpion, and he still is okay.
Yeah, exactly. But then he got hurt when he was playing overseas. He missed half his games due to injury.
Mm. Yeah, but I think.
But yeah, I mean, I feel
think
like
it was actually.
I do feel like someone at that size, like you, really can't.
They can
do
get injured. Like
too.
look at Porzingis. Like he gets injured all the time.
Oh yeah, he does.
Yeah,
and they're just massive. So then, like a lot of times, injuries just happen. And if you think golf is a sport, injuries are just gonna happen, and that's okay.
It's okay, guys.
It's okay, guys.
I agree.
Ludvig is going to be fine. He just has to change his
swing. That's why I'm picking him.
He needs to change his swing. Yeah, he finished like top five last week, but he does read his putts funny. And he says like it doesn't affect him and he's full board practicing. So,
yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah. Then I love my pick.
I love your pick too. I just wanted to bring that up.
Appreciate it.
Not for you.
Well, the fans appreciate it.
Yeah. Facts. All right.
Stan, give us your matchup, dog.
Yeah.
Van Ruijen over Dietrich.
Dietrich?
Plus 110.
Okay.
That's
a swing off
even
right there.
Even seen Dietrich's like name. In deep,
I love Van Ruijen's swing
those are
so
two
much.
Great.
Yeah. I like Van Ruijen.
I like his stash.
Yeah. I like his stash.
Yeah, I like
his joggers,
about.
Though.
Can
not
I, for my not-so-free bet, can I do plus 300?
Sure.
Scotty Scheffler to win plus 300.
Yeah, that's
pretty free.
You're not getting better off than that.
You should just not allow Scotty Scheffler.
That is crazy.
We should just not allow him as a pick.
I kind of agree.
What?
It's just boring.
You know, there was a bet I heard on No Laying Up. They one of them took there's a bet that if Scotty's not winning, who's the top finisher now?
Yeah,
like
there
after
is.
Second
I love Kings. Yeah, so I've seen it.
That's how. That's
I like
just,
that.
That's crazy.
That's something I get on right there.
Also,
we should make
quick note. Random. Just remember this. The grandstands, did you guys hear this?
No.
When they built the grandstands, they try to cut costs and they're using smaller screws and like different seats.
Oh.
They're breaking constantly right now. People are sitting and the seats are just breaking.
What do you mean? Like each event?
No,
no
at
like
US
at the USGA.
At the United States Open.
So
the
they're
hell?
Sitting in a seat and then the actual, you know how the fold down seats, like they're collapsing.
I mean, the setup is already pretty cheap as it is.
Is
no,
it?
I mean, like they're spending millions of dollars on this. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying it's cheap, but like the way in which they do it is a little cheap.
Why are they
cutting
costs?
The seats at last year's US Open were shit. like in the stands.
They always are though. But like
I feel like if bad, a 300-pound man sat on those seats, that thing was breaking.
So I'm breaking it.
Yeah,
I felt fine.
And like they're not wide at all. Like you need
they're
to
not
be,
wide, but
you
yeah.
can't
like,
even sit in it to break it.
Why would they cut costs? That's bullshit. The USGA makes so much money.
Yeah, USGA is
doing nothing.
One of the most profitable organizations in golf.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a bad look on them. Yeah, especially after LA.
Kind of like it though if they lose the course.
This U.S. Open is literally going to be
cutting corners, lose the whole fucking event.
Lose this the thing seats, is lose the course.
They're fixing the seats. They're watering the greens.
Kyle
plus
just wants
eight
chaos.
Wins.
This event is going to be literally the same as last year. People can't get that close to the greens. Everyone's going to be complaining about like
Wait,
sound
you,
and
you
stuff
can't?
Like that.
Like
you can't get that close to the greens here.
That's ridiculous.
It's literally going to be like L.A.
I mean, Kyle wouldn't be able to tell us. So
well, the difference was last year L.A. Like, there was nobody there. Not only were you
no,
could you not get close.
There was a lot of people there. Dude, yeah. try getting
well, you
in and out of
that
place.
You couldn't have that many people there.
I don't
know. Los Angeles. You can't get in and out of there anyways.
Yeah. Honestly, I went like 2 days of the actual tournament, and like, I had a great experience. Like, since there was not that many people, you could walk around. And
I thought it was great. There was a lot of people.
Get spots. But I will say
I don't think there was a lot of people.
I've been to a tournament in Vegas. There is no one in Vegas. There was
not
a lot of
people
at
a U.S. Open. There was nobody there.
For a U.S. Open. I went to
but
Torrey
you
Pines.
You couldn't have more.
Yeah. At Torrey Pines,
Torrey,
I couldn't
there's
see
a shit ton.
Anyone. Like, there's like probably 5-6 rows deep, and I'm just like peering over. Luckily that I'm a little taller than the national average, and I was able to like see some top of swings. This one, I like walked right up to the rope and watched DJ and Xander play. I mean, even last year, Matt Fitzpatrick he kind of went off, was like, there's nobody here. There's no energy. Like, there's no one in the crowds. So, like, it's not just Nico and I who felt that. It was like, even the players and even the media was like, there's no one here.
18 was pretty bad. 18 and 1, I mean, it was a bad viewing. You know, you just couldn't be there, really.
Right. The setup for the range viewing was awful, too.
I couldn't,
I couldn't
even go to the range.
Yeah, the only face on.
It was bullshit.
Okay, where were we? All right, bad bet.
Are you only taking Scheffler, Austin?
Yeah, only taking Scheffler.
And your matchup?
And Van Ruin.
Van Ruin. Love that guy, except for his joggers.
My bad bet is Tom Kim. Can you believe that?
I cannot at all.
I like
Tim
to miss
cut. What do you continuously
Tom
fade
for
this man every week?
Tom Kim for what?
Top 10 plus 500.
Okay.
He's been playing better.
There. He's been playing.
He's
his
been
game
playing
does
a lot better.
Look good.
Short course.
The course is... I do think he's going to play forever.
He's playing short, I'm telling you.
And he shows up in majors.
Yeah. That's not... I like that.
He shows up for day one and day two, but after that, not really.
He kind of hangs in there.
Finished fourth at the British last year. Was hanging in the Masters last year.
The British was Hoylake. That doesn't count.
That's true.
Why does
Brian
Harman
won?
Because Brian Harman won. That means knocker can win.
That's true.
I mean, also his stats. Like, I was trying to defend myself. Not good.
Not good?
Not good. But he hasn't had a great year to this point. But I think he's kind of turning the corner.
Come on. They always keep that under wraps.
You're talking me out of it. I don't like it.
I know, and then he'll do it.
And then he'll do it.
Yeah,
just vibe it, Josh.
Just do it.
Just do it?
Just do it.
I'm going to do one more.
Yeah, do one more to make you feel better.
Keegan Bradley, top 10 plus 600.
I like that, even though he played like dick this week.
Yeah, he played well the week before.
He plays decent. I mean, he's been playing pretty decent this
year. He's a great ball striker. He should do well in the U.S. Open.
Major winner.
This is a jank U.S. Open.
Has been playing much better.
There's so many bets I want to take. Ben On. Like, there's just so many.
Ben On.
Ben On's played well this year. All the Koreans are playing well. Ben On, Siwoo.
All the Koreans are playing well.
Sungjae played well last week. Yeah, Sungjae had a great week.
But yeah. The season has.
Season's been ass. But like, as like coming into the U.S. Open, all the Koreans are playing well.
Remember when Sungjae was just free money? Anytime?
I know. Yeah. During COVID, dude.
That was his rookie
so
of the year season.
Yeah. Yep. He was so hot.
All rookies are hot. Ludwig, Sungjae.
Sneaky, yeah.
Jake winning.
Yeah.
No Levon up, winning. Cracked me up. They said, he was like, I hit a bet. I took a bet where in the beginning of the week that Sungjae Im was going to finish top Asian. He doubled the last hole of Ty Hideki.
Oh. That is hilarious.
But he's like, I still feel vindicated.
That is hilarious. We should make segments like that.
Top eight. I mean, yeah, they have.
No,
top,
they have it.
They
on
have top nationality.
Kings.
Really?
Yeah. Top nationality.
You would think they don't, but they do.
Where's that?
I don't know.
The props?
I don't know.
Nationality props.
Wow.
I'm surprised none of us have brought
a
basketball.
I'm sleeping on that, yeah.
Oh, for the week?
Oh, just, yeah, as a bet.
Well, the Corgi has Dallas winning the next two games.
The Corgi's still a thing?
The Corgi's, yeah. The Corgi's still a thing, yeah.
The Corgi's back.
The Corgi called Boston game
Corgi
one
and
two.
No, Corgi has Dallas winning.
Yeah, Corgi has Dallas winning in seven. Yeah.
He said that.
And the way it happened is that it's going to be OT, pretty much.
So Boston won the first two? Is yeah. According to the Corgi?
The way it did happen. Dallas wins the next two.
Corgi's like, hot.
Then Boston. Then the ball kind of rims around Dallas, doesn't go in either, and then Dallas. So
yeah, are you saying that's why there's OT? Because the last shot had to be redone?
Yeah.
I hope the Corgi's right.
It's going to be OT.
I hope the Corgi's right.
That's crazy.
Dude, he's hot. Like, we can't knock him. He missed a couple bets last year, but
the Corgi's doing better on this podcast.
He would have done better. He's up more money than Nico. Like, that's
he is. He's for sure up more money.
Oh man. That Corgi's so cute, dude.
It's such there isn't an ugly Corgi.
Yeah, even if they're fat, they're cute.
I was gonna say, they aren't a cute one either, but that one's kitty.
Corgis are pretty funny.
Yeah.
They are pretty cute.
All right. Who next?
Me.
KDS.
I am going Bobby McIntyre.
McIntyre.
Is it McIntyre?
I don't know. I just like to say it like
I hope he brings his guy friend and all of his guy friends.
His ghetto friend.
His what?
His ghetto friend.
His ghetto friend.
Yeah. Was that what he said?
Yeah, for his girlfriend.
He kept saying, my ghetto friend. And it sounded like ghetto friend.
Yeah,
he does have a great accent.
Plus 650, top 10. I'm going to hammer him again. Oh, can we do two?
Ooh.
I'm going to hammer him again. Double down. Plus 1,600. Top five. And then I'm just going to put a dollar on Phil Mickelson plus 35,000 to win. Because I want to see it happen.
These are amongst the worst bets I've heard you take so far.
Bobby McIntyre?
He's a horrific ball striker.
He's hot, though.
He is
and
hot.
He hits his best shots from the weeds, as we saw in the Scottish Open.
Yeah, right. Even with hybrids.
Well,
greens are big. He can hoop 180 feet worth of putts.
Okay. Double down, buddy. Double down.
Yeah,
double
I mean, down. These greens break a lot more, though. A lot.
I don't know. I don't remember. So.
All right, Neeks.
All right. I am going Tommy Fleetwood, top five,
Tommy Fleetwood.
Plus 650. And then Matty Fitzpatrick, top five, plus 850.
All right, Sten.
I'm going to fire 500 on each. Eric Ruin over Thomas Dietrich plus 110 and Scotty to win plus 300.
Wait, this is a bad bet.
I already did it.
Oh, you already did it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did them both at the same time. Yeah,
sorry, I'm
allocating and I'm past you guys.
Okay, I got Bryson DeChambeau top 20 minus 105 for $500. Sahith Theegala top 30 plus 115. For $200, Bobby McIntyre, plus 650, top 10.
Boo. Well, I hope you're right, but boo.
$200, Bobby McIntyre, top 5. Plus 1600 for $50. No, $99. And Phil Mickelson to win, plus 35,000 for $1.
Phil Mickelson to win.
Oh, no, I forgot my Philly Mick top 40 plus 220. So let's take 100 away from my Sahith Theegala bet because he's been letting me down. And we'll put just a smooth hundy on Phil top 40 plus 220.
Nobody put money on Brooks?
I did not take Brooks Koepka.
He played great last week.
Did he?
He always plays great the live week before and then plays like shit in the major.
Yeah, he has to play like shit.
That happened one time.
He has to play terribly in regular events to play well in majors. I'm now convinced.
I'm going to go with Cam Smith, top 30, minus 115. After saying it out loud, I don't feel fantastic about it.
Is that Tom Kim?
But I'm going to put 450 on it as usual. And then I'm going to take Sepp Straka. Plus 125. I'm going to put $200 on that. So I'm at 650. I'm going to put... I'm just going to throw another one in there. Tony Finau. He's been playing some golf.
He's been playing good.
He's playing some golf.
Plus 115, top 30. I'm also going to put another $150 on that. So we have three bets of top 30.
Okay.
I could see a world in which all three of them finish top 30.
Yeah.
If not, they're just going to cancel each other out. Whatever.
I like that for Finau.
Tony top 30 is such a lock, so he'll be leading after 2 days. and then just, you know, shoot a couple over on the weekend.
You're very good about who shows up at what rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your top stat.
Yeah.
Is Rory going to show up this week and then not show up on Sunday, or is he going to not show up during the week
it
and then show up on Sunday?
Depends on what he's got planned with Amanda Baleonis this week. if
what
she's
he's got
there,
planned.
He'll play well on the weekend.
So you think
she'll be there.
If he's getting it in, he's going to play well, but if he's not, he's not going to play well?
I don't even think he's getting it in. I just feel like he's talking to her. That's all.
They're just talking.
They're just chatting.
Okay.
Someone finally listened to him.
Very, a very nice, respectable young man.
Yeah.
We're just kidding, people.
LOL.
All right. I'm going to put $100 on Tom Kim plus 500 top 10, which now that I'm reading that out loud, I also don't feel great about that. And
this is deserty, though.
Yeah.
In the Carolinas.
He can run it up and.
Yeah.
Keegan Bradley.
Short course.
Plus 600 top 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another $100.
Fantasmic.
Nice.
All right. Neeks?
All right. I'm going to go 250 on Bryson, top 20 minus 105, 250 on Ludvig, plus 100 top 20. And then I'm going to go 250 on Fleetwood, top five.
It's going heavy on that.
Plus 650. And then Matty Fitzpatrick, 250, top five, plus 850.
Nico with another losing week.
This is Nico's week, dude.
This could be a good week.
We're going to each hit that Bryson bet, and the vibes are going to be high.
You know,
I'm going to hit Bryson and either Fleetwood or Fitzpatrick, and I'm just going to be rolling.
I always feel good about Nico's bets, and he doesn't hit them. I don't feel great about his bets this week, so maybe he'll hit them.
Well, his guys always do fantastic the next week.
That is true.
And he doesn't take them.
He just warms them up.
He just warms them up.
You know what's funny is like the whole goal of this podcast was to be like, this is how we hang out and talk anyway. So we might as well throw some mics in front of our face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just spent like 45 minutes on our bets. Like, this is actually how it's like to be friends with us.
Yeah.
It's not fun. Yeah. It's not great.
We chat for an hour before the podcast. And then
at least an hour before the podcast. And we're not even talking about what we're going to talk about. Yeah.
That is true.
But it's always about bets. Like, we'll just go to a brewery and just be like, can we hammer that live bet?
Well, we don't go to breweries because Kyle hates breweries.
That's true, too. Look, all I'm saying.
You're right, Kyle doesn't drink anymore now.
Well, I just don't like breweries.
All I'm saying is that we're like not that fun to hang out with.
I disagree, Josh. Yeah, no. I think I'm a fucking hoot.
No. we're really not. I'm just gonna let the people know now.
I'm a hoot.
A hoot.
If like, you're pretty this, fun.
A
if
hoot.
You listen to this podcast, we appreciate you guys. We love you guys.
Are you saying this is a bad pod tonight, Josh?
No, I'm saying
are
it's a good
pod. Are you
on
that train?
Us talking about an hour over bets is just like what it is to hang out with us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bare minimum.
And I do agree with you that Nico's not fun to hang out with.
No, Nico's the worst. let's take a break and we'll come back with
Speak for yourself.
The leaderboard. All right, we're back with the leaderboard. And this week is the U.S. Open. I don't know if you guys know that or not.
It is?
It is.
The women's?
Tennis?
And so the subject of the leaderboard is going to be our favorite U.S. Open wins. We're going to limit it to two for time's sake. And we're going to limit it to only one Tiger pick from each of us. So if any of us pick zero Tiger ones, doesn't mean you get two. You only get to pick one.
That's fair.
And wild card rule, if we feel that there's a need to go to three picks, we'll go to three picks.
I like that too.
Love it.
Okay.
What a great commissioner.
Appreciate that.
You did well this spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm going to go first. Actually, no, I'm not. Because I have two that are somewhat off the wall. So I kind of want to be, you know, kind of the last pick.
Yeah. Don't start off too hot.
And we'll go to our right because Kyle's been yapping about this one pick that he has. Kyle?
Yapping.
Chambers Bay.
Oh, my God.
That was the one I had in mind.
Disgusting. 2015.
That's the one I had in mind.
Jordan Spieth.
Disgusting.
One of my most favorite U.S. Opens
ever. Why are you guys ragging on that?
That's a good one. I mean, it's a shit course, but it's a good one.
Peak Jordan dominance. Josh and I played that course before the U.S. Open.
78 days before the U.S. Open.
Wow, the fact that you know it's 78 days.
Dude, you didn't hear the guy say that like four times?
Yeah, probably. One of the hardest golf courses I've ever played. I shot one over in one of the rounds. I was lowest round of the day.
Well, you know what? We played it harder than the U.S. Open.
Yeah, we were better than that.
It was raining, right?
It was raining, and they tipped it out. The U.S. Open doesn't even tip it out. They change tees. We played it tips every day in the rain.
I just loved it for a pure nut standpoint that, A, the golf course was so firm that you could bounce a golf ball like it was a handball.
Yep.
Jeez.
And B, it was just mini golf in real life form. All it was missing was a clown and a windmill.
Yep.
And it was prime peak Jordan Spieth.
Yeah. He made a clutch putt on the bumpiest greens in the world.
Yes.
On the
so speed to do.
And DJ somehow is also peak DJ losing majors.
Yeah.
Somehow misses the 3-footer up the hill.
I will say, though.
To his credit, he wins the next year.
But you know what? That 5-iron hit, we're there. Like, that ball stopping was impossible.
Yes.
And the greens were just that bad that it caught up on some clover.
Yeah.
And didn't roll down.
You're 100% correct. That was a tap eagle. I forgot about that.
But Jordan, I bring this up to my students all the time, that Jordan hit a choke down cut driver to be on the upslope of that bunker that DJ just fitted in between the bunker and the rough.
Which insane. That crazy landing area is maybe 10 yards wide.
Where DJ hit it is just ridiculous.
And also, I mean, I'm going to exaggerate a little, like a 400-yard drive. Yes. No one could hit it there.
No. It was, but it also is very firm. I'm telling you, dude, we played it where Jordan chipped driver short of that bunker onto the upslope, which is genius because then he could hit 3-wood and stop it on that green.
Right.
We couldn't get anywhere close. We were 70 short of that.
And it's not like Jordan's the longest hitter.
And we had, we had 7 or 8 3-woods into greens and 3 or 4 of them we couldn't reach.
Jeez. Yeah,
and we just played in a storm. It was early in the season. It was like February, March.
And it's not as firm.
Sounds miserable.
Dead green and ball wasn't rolling. I'll never forget on 11. There's that massive mound that we were like, don't hit the mound because then you'll have to lay up with a wedge sideways.
Yeah,
and those guys are turning the corner ahead like wedging.
Yeah,
and I was like, what the f? We're playing 540 into the wind, raining. Anyways, that was one of my picks. You took one of my picks.
Wow,
that's a good pick.
It was fun. It was a great. Yeah. It was wild. Like
that was entertaining.
A lot of US Open. DJ 3 putting from 12 feet was not on my cards.
Yeah.
So DJ to do.
Yeah. And that was the first year of having the noise in the cups.
Oh my gosh.
You're awesome. Right.
Jason Day got vertigo.
That's right.
Jason Day got vertigo. That was crazy. He fainted.
Yeah, he did.
I'm telling you, that was a fun.
That was a good one.
That was fun.
Tiger topped him on the range there.
Yeah,
like historically is on video.
Mm-hmm.
Skinny Bryson was playing in that U.S. Open.
Jake Knapp
was playing
Bryson.
That U.S. Open.
Yeah, that's right.
Alex Kim played in that U.S. Open.
Yeah. Made the cut. I think it was Low Am.
And one of the wildest things about that course is when Jordan played the U.S. Am there when he was probably in the peak of his like golf career, he was winning everything. He shot like 86 and missed the cut by a million because he got bad weather. And that's just, that course is so.
Also,
he said he didn't like the course.
Brandon Grace hits it out on hole 16 with 3-wood to lose, essentially.
Yes.
You couldn't even hit that. Oh, it's so doable.
No, that hole did look doable. That hole's, the fairway's as wide as a cart path.
I mean, but the fairway's like 60 yards left of out of bounds.
You can't miss it left either.
You can't. You really can't miss left because everything slopes left to right.
So hitting it out of bounds is the better play.
Hitting it out was not the best choice there, but it was doable.
No, it's definitely doable. It's definitely doable. Like, that course is a driving monster. But then what was crazy is that they played it the next year. They redid it and stuff. Guys had perfect weather. They didn't play the tips. And like the winning score was like 20 under.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we definitely got it as hard as it's going to get. Okay. Wow. You took my pick. I can't believe that.
It's a great pick.
I mean, for that to be your first pick is insane.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm just such a speed fanboy.
I did.
That's
like
true
maybe
too.
Not now, but back then, I mean, holy shit. Was I riding that train?
It was a fun train.
All right, Neeks.
All right. After that, I mean, I'm going chalk. 2008 Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Someone has to say. Yeah. That's what I thought you were going to say. I can't
believe
this
is why I wanted to ban Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I got my one
it
out of the way, and I went to this one on Thursday, so I kind of had to pick.
Which one did you say?
All right.
2008 U.S. Open.
God damn it.
Corey Pines.
I was like, is Tiger Woods going to lose the U.S. Open to Rocco Mediate?
Yeah.
He also had to go 91 holes.
Yeah.
On a torn ACL. 91.
Yeah. 91 holes. I mean, that Saturday, that end of Saturday was
so
probably
electric.
The pinnacle of my life.
That was the best day ever.
You went?
No. Watching from TV. That's how good it was. Watching from TV, it's still the greatest day of my
life. Well, Saturday, you would want to watch on TV. You don't want to be there.
That's very true.
I mean,
true.
You'd hear the roars. That'd be sick. But, like, to watch Tiger's round.
The one-legged
on
chip
TV.
In on Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday was so sick.
I mean, how about the shot out of the bunker on 9 on hole 15?
Is that when he like hooked it around with the bunker? Yeah. That was insane.
Under the,
was
in the playoffs.
Insane. That's what like Scotty like one wouldn't be there and two wouldn't do.
Yeah, that's
if
true.
He were there. Like
that's true.
Honestly, the only way he could have got that close was because he was in the bunker.
Yeah, I think he
could spin it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does hit some of the spinniest, craziest bunker shots. Like the one he hit in Mexico when he sliced the
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I also called very doable, and we argued about that for about half
an
hour.
That is doable.
I agree.
It's so doable.
Was Tiger using box screws?
It's doable out of the fairway or out of the sand. But I mean, out of the rough, you can't do that. Yeah. But
2008, he was using box screws, I'm pretty
sure. So that's how that wedge spun back on 18.
Pretty sure.
The story goes that Steve Williams lied to him about that yardage.
Yeah, like 10 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Told him it was 10 yards shorter, so he would hit lob wedge.
Yeah. Which is so sick.
Yeah,
which I mean, that's just balls right there.
He said he did that a lot.
A lot. Yeah. When Tiger's hitting it good, he just lied to him about yardages because he knew he was hitting it further.
Yeah, that's
and
crazy.
Tiger doesn't like do it himself. Knowing me, I would also confirm my yardage.
Yeah, it could be
that's
cap.
True.
Could be cap,
that is
honestly.
True.
Okay. Anyways.
Could be very well cap.
Great pick, Neeks.
Thank you.
Stid?
1950 U.S. Open.
1950.
I knew I was going to hate your picks.
I knew I was going to hate your picks.
You guys are golf podcasters and don't know who won the 1950
I was born in 94.
Yes. No, fuck. It was Ben Hogan.
Okay. Yeah.
The most
Who the hell else was it going to be?
Yeah, exactly. No one. Exactly.
It's the most famous picture.
Yeah, it's literally the most famous picture in golf.
That's not the car crash one, is it?
It's the one right after the car crash.
It's the one
yes.
iron it is. At Marion.
Yeah, the one
at
Marion.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
I mean, I don't hate that. That picture is goated, though.
I know one thing about that tournament is that picture.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything.
That's one of the best pictures ever. I will say.
He got that one iron up and down, right?
11 months after the accident.
I don't know if he got up and down.
He had yet to win.
They didn't even have Tylenol back then.
Since that was his first win since the car crash.
Tylenol is what you pick.
Really?
I mean, what was he doing for pain relief? Like,
oh, I see. That's true. Okay. Yeah. All right, Stid, your second one.
He two putted for par.
Okay. Of course, you like
didn't
that
birdie.
Too.
My second one was going to be the 2008 U.S. Open, but my second one now is the 1913 U.S. Open.
1913.
The only reason I'm picking this one because I played this course. This is where I played at USAM.
Oh, Francis, we met.
Yeah, Francis, we met.
I'll give you that. All right. I was dubious, but
The only reason I'm really picking it is just because I have some sort of connection to the venue.
I was actually going to pick that one too, so both my picks are gone.
Wow, you thought you had sleepers.
There was a movie on it, and the winning score was 20 over par.
And the fact in the movie, the most iconic hole is backwards. It's a dog leg right in the movie, and it's a dog leg left in real person. Life. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's 20 over was the winning score. It's a jarring number.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because they
a
shot
great
like
U.S. Open.
I think Francis we met shot like 76 or something in the playoff to win.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
And yeah, like they were shooting like 79, 78, like every day.
The greatest game ever played.
That was their score.
The caddy in that movie reminds me of me.
What?
Just a little short, pudgy boy. Happy-go-lucky. You could be Shia LaBeouf.
I'll take that. Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of look like Shia.
I've gotten that before.
Really?
Yeah. I can
like
see
even
that.
Steven Shia LaBeouf or Transformers Shia LaBeouf?
I'll say Transformers.
I don't know. I really fell in love with Even Stevens, though. So.
Yeah, Even Stevens was great.
Oh, wait. It's supposed to be me. I was supposed to go twice.
I thought we were snaking.
Yeah, but I forgot that. I didn't go first. That.
You're 100% correct.
Yeah. All right. So we'll give you
stole your pick and you allowed me to. So
your fault. You take him. You take
boosted.
It. Yeah, wow. I didn't expect those two to be gone.
Yeah, what are you going to do now?
What are you going to do now?
Do the one after World War II. All right,
guys, all right. Definitely going to take Tiger Woods. Winning at Pebble.
Yeah.
By 15 shots.
That was a tough one for me not to pick, but.
Some really historic shots.
I mean, that was unreal.
Really impressive historic shots.
That was unreal. That's one of the best performances ever.
Right.
It obviously. Is, pretty much.
Obviously.
I still love the par putt on 16 on Sunday. I get a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
He did not want to
But he didn't want to make bogey. And he just, the glare he gave and the little fist pump.
Yep.
The jab.
Yep.
The ultimate competitor.
It was sick. And then, second pick gets tough. Arnold Palmer at Cherry Hills.
Okay.
Iconic.
Iconic.
Can't doubt the king.
No, yeah. Can't doubt the king. So Arnold Palmer was 7 down going to that. And he won the Masters that same year. And so it was just a great win. And then the historic visor throw, which we at least have a video of, unless like Ben Hogan's little picture. True. That was a sick moment. And Arnold Palmer was beloved. A lot of people compared Arnold Palmer to
Jesus,
to Phil Mickelson, or Phil Mickelson to Arnold Palmer. And just a man of the people.
Yeah, not anymore.
Phil just, yeah, went to the dark side. Who are we on? Nico now.
Is it me?
I took my two picks. Yeah, you have one more.
Okay. I'm going to go 2007 U.S. Open. Can you name the winner?
2008, no. 2007.
At Oakmont Country Club?
2007.
At Oakmont.
On Angel Cabrera.
How do you win again?
And not because he won, but just it was an exciting event, and Tiger had a putt on the last. Tiger was looking pretty good, had a putt on the last, like, I mean, it was a long putt, but.
This is the one where he hits that slice 8-iron, right? Or is that Augusta?
That was Augusta.
That was Augusta, right?
Yeah.
Where they show the overhead shot, and you could just see the ball curving down,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was like, Augusta. So that was sick.
That was so cool.
But you had Aaron Baddeley leading after the first couple days. Or two rounds, and then he blew up. I think he shot 80. And I used to love Aaron Baddeley.
This is like prime Mike Weir, Aaron Baddeley time.
Yeah. It was a good U.S. Open. It had it all.
Oh, yeah. Mike Weir was in contention, too, at this U.S. Open.
Furyk
yeah.
got second, and Tiger. They both had putts at the last to win.
Wow.
Yeah, you're right.
I do remember them teeing off on, like, yeah, the first hole at Wingfoot's a dogleg right par 4.
Yeah, it was a good one, even though Anhel won, but.
I mean, that's sick. Anhel was cool.
I kind of liked Anhel.
Yeah.
Anhel was good. Too, before in the late, you know, in the late 2010s.
Yeah, true story, I bought the shaft he was using just because he was using it, and I heard it was the stiffest
shaft.
Is that the, like Pro Force or something?
No, the Aldila Envy Proto Pipe. And it was, they made, the so Envy one, was
the,
their
wait,
like.
The green one?
Green one. So yeah. Envy was the lowest launching one, and Proto Pipe was this like olive green. And they're just like, basically, we're not selling it because like nobody can swing this because it's so stiff. And I've always had issues ballooning shots.
What was Anhel using back then? Ping, right?
Ping, yeah.
He's always been ping. I once heard a story about Anhel when he had his shot into 18 at Augusta the year he won. He said he felt like he was going to hit it left, so he aimed way farther right. And he ended up hitting it left and on the green.
Yeah.
What? Like he said he just felt like he was going to hit it left.
And we get that. We're like, all I see is a pull.
So he literally aimed like 30 yards right of the green and just pulled it on the green.
And most of us try to fight it.
That's
like,
awesome, actually.
Yeah.
I would have hit
like,
it 30 yards
and like
left.
He said,
that's sick.
Because I think Nico Bellini told me this story, and he said that Anhel said that's the difference between like players today and players back then. Like players had feel, like, and they would just like adjust based off their feel.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I
like,
agree with that.
For us, we would stand there and be like, "I knew that was going to happen."
Yeah. As all the fans are ducking from the shot that you just
left
hit
of the bunker.
Yeah, it's like, God, I mean, like,
at Augusta.
I knew that was going to happen, and then so Anhel was just like, "I knew that was going to happen."
But I mean, Anhel swung over the top as hell.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
That's why that was his miss.
That was his miss.
I can see that slope really getting to him, too.
The old school.
Yeah, I mean, you're
going to
pull it off the slope.
Dude.
Yeah.
And you just can't miss a left at Augusta on 18.
No, on 18.
No one ever does.
You really can't miss it right or left.
Only one guy, Kenny Perry.
That's right.
Made bogey. But guys who are in that bunker can at least, like, they, Rory and Colin hold that bunker shot. Anyways, this is about the U.S. Open, not the Masters. Your last pick, Kyle? We have a lot on the table that we've left just because we're trying to be interesting.
2006.
What? Did we go 2006, 7, and 8?
Yeah.
Great years.
Wingfoot.
Wingfoot?
Oh,
Jeff
Ogilvie?
That's a good one.
Billy Mick.
Billy Mick had a putt to
everybody capitulating.
Yep.
On 18. Colin Montgomery.
Yep.
Jim Furyk.
Jim Furyk backed off his putt 2 or 3 times.
And the five and footer. From the fairway, didn't he back off like the 8-iron a bunch of times?
He's historically
too.
That's
slow.
Standard procedure for Jim Furyk.
That's true. I mean, Montgomery did too. Kept backing off, switched from 8 to 7, 7 to 8.
I mean, the fact he's hitting 8 or 7 into 18 is pretty nuts. That hole's like 520.
That's crazy. Yeah. Ogilvy chipping in for par, and then the iconic Phil Mickelson triple.
Also, that chip on 18 was impressive.
Which one?
Jeff?
Jeff?
It was so pure.
It was so
It wasn't
good.
That hard of a chip, but like given the circumstances, I mean, it was hit.
It was pretty uphill, though.
And what won that? Like, I mean, plus 5 won that U.S. Open? Yeah. That just embodies a U.S.
Love
Open
that.
To me.
Yeah.
Wingfoot.
I don't think we'll ever see plus five again, but I would love to.
Yeah, plus five would be sick.
Would the golf ball roll back? Potentially.
No.
Yeah, they're just better now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
The course is like, you can't make the courses that long.
Equipment is better. The ball is better.
Yeah. That's why
the data and knowledge that they have is better.
But even like if they roll it back, it's still farther than 2006.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
2007, whatever year that was.
Fair. All right. We've left some on the table for sure. I'm glad you took
it's tough.
I mean, Tom Watson.
I thought about Watson.
Tom Watson's chipping at Pebble.
Payne Stewart's an obvious choice.
And we should take it considering they're playing that course this week.
Yes. That course.
But they're not playing that course, basically.
Yeah. I mean, Martin Keimer.
What?
Meh.
2014. Yeah. That one was horrible.
No.
And I like Keimer,
what
too.
What are some other honorable mentions?
Yeah, honorable mentions. I mean,
Furyk at Olympia.
Brooks back to back.
No,
cool.
Webb won that.
No, I was at Olympia.
Oh, you're Olympia Fields when you won?
Olympia Field, just because I played there, I had to say that.
Yeah, see?
Do you remember it?
Little connection.
I remember. I wasn't blacked out for that tournament. I was from anxiety, but not alcohol.
From anxiety. I saw a picture of you eating ice cream the day before.
Yeah.
I mean, some cool ones were like Johnny Miller at Oakmont.
The first 63 cool, ever
the first
shot.
The first 63 ever shot. Yeah.
I was
going
to say the...
And to Johnny Miller's point, that was like the truest 63
ever
shot.
It was way harder.
I mean,
yeah.
And then they over-adjusted, and he said it himself. He said, they over-adjusted next year. Hale Irwin wins at 7 over. Makes that putt starts running around on the green. That's a good one.
That was Hale Irwin's first U.S. Open, too, right?
Yeah. Yep. And then Tiger versus Phil at Bethpage. That was a good one.
That was a good one. Yeah.
That wasn't even competition for Tiger.
It wasn't, but they were
at
still
the time
kind of
felt like
after.
It, yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I kind of like
that. That was the first U.S. Open at a Muni course.
Yeah.
Because they called it the People's Open, I think.
Yep. Retief, when they lost the greens. And they were watering
Shinnecock?
In between. Shinnecock.
Yep. Yeah. That's iconic. The image of someone watering the green before someone
What was the U.S. Open where Phil putted it?
Well, the ball's
moving.
Aaron Hills?
Yeah.
It was either Aaron or some other one.
I think you're right.
I think it was.
No,
Aaron.
I don't.
No,
think it should have caught
the year after where Brooks won.
Oh, it was
one over
again. Yeah.
Yeah, one over. But
that's a perfect U.S. Open score. One over.
Yeah.
DJ's first major win, 2016.
Oakmont.
Yeah.
Oakmont.
But
he played good that
any U.S. Open at Oakmont has been so good.
I love Oakmont.
It's so good.
The just an anecdote, but. I remember I played in a tournament. I was like, oh, this course is pretty tough. And then my swing coach at the time, Craig Chapman, who's actually Brandon Chambly's coach, he was like, that course isn't hard. I was like, okay. What course is hard? He's like, Shinnecock 04.
I was like, did he play in it?
No.
Oh, he just said that.
But
he's
just saying that, like, just standard weird golf
Shinnecock
coach.
Shinnecock 04.
Yeah. I was like, so tell me a hard course. He's like, Shinnecock 04.
I completely agree.
And that's why I always
agree with that, though.
That's why I always remember 2004 Shinnecock Hills, because that's the only hard course in my golf coach's mind. That's gonna be sitting in about 15 years, by the way.
That's him now.
That's me already.
Yeah.
You know, I liked the 2012. I think it was J Rose Marion.
Yeah,
that was a really good tournament. Love when Phil hit it over the green on like 13 with a pitching wedge.
Phil had a great chance to win.
He had a really good
overthought
chance.
He lost. That's where he held
the wedge shot on 7 or 8 from like 70 yards.
Hold 10.
Because he had it was like a 90-yard par 3, right? And then Phil tried to hit a pitching wedge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was 120, I think.
It was 120.
Back right pin. Just sailed it over.
Yeah.
Overthought.
He should have won that.
Didn't he say he teed it too high or something and that's why it went over?
If he teed it too high, it would have been perfect.
He says if you tee it higher, it goes further, which is not true.
Yeah.
I kind of believe that.
I kind of believe that, too.
No. Yeah, more
I think it's more true with a wedge, but...
No, I mean, it's they've done tests with TrackMan.
He said
not true.
Even in the... Okay, this is like way off topic, but kind of the same topic. When him and Tiger played the match, he was teeing up his ball so it would spin more.
Tiger said that, right?
No, Phil said that.
This is the interview that I'm talking
Tiger
about.
Was doing
it
too.
Phil was teeing it up off the green.
Yeah.
Because they were hitting wedges off a green.
Yeah, Tiger was doing that
and
too.
And Tiger wasn't teeing it up. No, Tiger didn't tee it up and Phil teed it up.
Yeah.
And that's so, why Phil was able to spin it.
That's the interview that I know where Phil went off about these wedges, about it going further if you tee it up the higher end. They've proven that it's not.
Mm. That's why his ball sat.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyways, that was a good one. The thing I liked about the Justin Rose Marion one was that the whole story end of the week was about how short the course was and that it was defenseless.
Rose shot one or two over.
And that's the scores were going to be super low.
That's the last time we saw Hunter Mahan.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were complaining, yapping about the course, saying like it was pretty Mickey Mouse and like tricked up. Not like good and firm, but like tricked up.
Also, the pins were just like a different texture.
The wicker baskets,
but the actual pole it was like a really...
Phil talked about how won't go in on those flag sticks.
Because the flag sticks are made out of like aluminum or something. Yeah. They were like some sort
fiberglass
of...
Fiberglass or something.
Some sort of metal.
Well, yeah.
Fiberglass is what they usually use.
Make it out of fiberglass.
But it was like made out of... aluminum or something,
right?
Because like it was, if it hit the pin, it would just be really loud.
Yeah.
Marion is also an argument for the golf ball rollback because that course is rendered useless now.
Yeah,
it is. It held the test in 2014.
Well, what they would do
in 2024 would be useless.
Yeah, Marion's tough, but they would narrow the fairways. Like they would just grow the grass out, and it's just like you're looking on TV and you're like, "What is that? A walking strip?" Like.
Yeah.
It just looked silly. It just didn't look right.
Well, and they still had a par three that was like driver.
Yeah, yeah. They had a 300-yard par three. Yeah. Yeah. And so I would agree. Like, it's strange.
That par three wasn't even that good of a hole. Yeah. It was like 50 yards short was fairway, just running into the green.
Yeah, that's like LA Country Club last year. Yeah.
Similar like hole 11.
All right. We have gone way too long.
That was a back nine charge.
This is like a 3-hour pod.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you guys have made it this far, we love you guys. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
See you guys next time.